Man, I can barely fit in here, man.
I got me this little car. Your knees is like all the way up here, bruh.
Man, one of these, you got to get these custom built or something. This is Tyler Fabaluge, and this is Big Guys and Compact Cars. Take one.
Fabaluge.
Yes, sir.
Where you originally from?
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. My family's from Lagos, Nigeria.
D-Town, yeah. Oh, Nigeria. Yeah.
Triple D.
So you holler at Acho then?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Niger boy.
The Nigerian connection.
Yep.
Man, he was in here spitting some Shakespeare, dude.
Oh, I ain't got no Shakespeare for you. I ain't got that, but.
It's something you can do way better than Acho. Gotta be.
Everything except Shakespeare.
Gotcha.
Everything
except. It's dancing or something.
Dancing?
Yeah, I know you can dance, but you got to be able to dance.
Too small to dance up in here.
You right.
I might break something.
Now, I know you probably get this all the time, though, but tell everybody about your life story, man.
I was at TCU, you know, family wasn't doing too well, and moms are struggling, and it kind of left my sister in a bind. And my sister ended up coming to stay with me at TCU in my apartment. And everybody knows that, you know, college income is hard enough to support one person, let alone two people. I had to, you know, make it work. I had to use the college stipend. I had to, you know, get jobs. And even though I had doing all that, I mean, it's just nothing was, you know, ends wasn't meeting. So I had to go drastic, and I end up going back to stay with my guardian, who was in high school, who looked after me, and he was helping me get back on my feet, and ended up making me leave TCU and go back to BYU. And
So you left TCU and went to BYU?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that drastic, man. Even much as I didn't want to have to go, I had
to. That's a long ways,
man. Long ways, but I mean, you never know how far you'll go until you know you're back. You have no other options, and you have to do something like that. Even though, I mean, everything, I love TCU, everything's going great. I just, something I had to do to help my sister. And I got back there, and I had no ties with football. I was just a regular student. And I was working three jobs. Man, I got a newfound respect for, you know, regular student. Like, you know, student athletes don't know how good we got it, man.
They
don't know.
I had that conversation with my wife because she went to an HBCU.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about, well, I showed her our computer lab from the football team. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is like our main campus.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
People, like, I'm telling you, they don't know how good they got it, man. And I had to learn, I had to figure it out the hard way. So,
well, shoot, I got newfound respect for you, man. Like, that's some stuff that people do once they turn 25 or 30 or something like that. Like, you were doing that when you were, like, a kid. Like, you were 18 years old.
I get it from my mom, man. My mom is a very strong woman. And a lot of hers rubbed off on me. And a lot of times when times get hard, I mean, you figure out who you really are. And
man, you about to make me start crying, man. We got to shift gears up in here, man.
Yeah, shift gears,
this,
man.
This is real sentimental up in here, man. Oh, man. What's your favorite thing you like to do on game day?
My favorite thing I like to do on game day, man, I like to listen to my music, man. Two artists, I got to listen to J. Cole and I got to listen to Pac.
Okay.
Every game day.
You and Leno probably share a playlist then, because he's a huge Tupac fan.
Man, Leno, man, he know his music, man. Me and Leno actually went to go see that Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
So it was tight, like how much of an influence they had on music on overall.
Are you the fastest offensive lineman on the team?
Am I the fastest?
Yes.
No.
No?
No, I'm not even going to try to lie and say I am. I'm pretty sure Leno faster than me.
What?
Leno athletic, man. He a ball basketball.
He just looked like that, huh?
Yeah, he got that basketball background.
He got that mechanic look about him.
Yeah.
Like he just going to roll up and just start fixing your car.
O-line coach Mags, he call him Don King because his hair. He'd be like, Don.
You got to be in some category.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take me to a buffet and I'm going to win that all day.
Now, I started off the segment
saying how much respect I have for Fabolujay, but then I lost all respect when he said he can beat me in a pizza eating contest. Never, never, never in a million years.
No.
I don't care what type of pizza. I don't care if it's deep dish. I don't care if it's thin crust. Matter of fact, weren't you the one who said you like New York style pizza over Chicago style deep dish?
So the thing with deep dish, you gotta like use a fork and knife. Like I want to just pick it up and eat
it. No, you don't. You can. You can pick it up and eat it.
I don't know about that. If you're doing a contest though, you don't want deep dish. You can eat like two pieces.
Listen, I can eat however many pizzas they put in front of me if it's deep dish. You understand? Man, deep dish pizza is the best pizza in the world.
All right.
Okay?
All right, deal.
Can you say that? Say it out of your... I want to hear you say it.
Deep dish pizza is the best pizza in the world. Time for another break.
Unbelievable.